I welcome you to the chapter 5 of our book review. Today, the topic we are looking at is the pain body. Let me quickly explain to us what the pain body is all about. The pain body has to do even with that pain that one carries within himself or herself as a result of the past negative experiences. And because these negative experiences have not been healed, the person begins to carry that pain about within himself or herself wherever he or she goes. And these pains are usually triggered by some certain experiences. And when those things happen and the person doesn't take care, they begin to manifest. The anger or the pain or the sorrow begin to manifest even for all to see that it is actually there. That is, in a nutshell, what this pain body is all about. Let's move to the emotions attached to it. Your emotion is your body's reaction to your mind, to the state of your mind. That is what your emotion is all about. Not necessarily the fact on ground, not necessarily a reaction to the reality on ground, but the state of your mind, your mindset. That is usually your emotion, your body's reaction to your mind, to the state of your mind. And sometimes can be your reaction to the actual situation or event, to the situation on ground. But this reaction is seen through your thoughts, the mental filter of your mind, your thoughts, or what I will call your mindset. That is what determines how you react even to a situation. That is what determines your emotional state or your emotion in the real sense. So that is just what your emotion is about. And if you can understand this, it will enable you to be able to tackle some situation around you, both the situations of the past, present, and the ones that will come in future. The past lives in you as memories, but memories in themselves are not a problem. In fact, it is through memories that we learn from the past and from past mistakes. Remember what we are saying, that the memories you have, memories of the past, they are not problems at all. Because from the things that have happened in times past, you can learn a lot from them. You can learn from them. That experience will enable you to take better decisions even in the present. So the memories of the past are not bad in themselves. But what is bad about memories of the past, especially bad ones, are the emotions you attach to them. What kind of emotions you attach even to the painful memories of the past, maybe of heartbreak, of disappointments, of loss, or whatever. It is the emotions that you attach to the memories of the past that determines whether the memories will be a good one or a bad one, whether it will be for good or whether it will not be for good. It is only when memories, that is, thoughts about the past, take you over completely that they turn into a burden, turn problematic, and become part of your sense of self. Some people judge themselves based on their past lives, based on their past mistakes, based on the things that they've done in times past, which does not necessarily reflect their current state. That is because of the fact that they've attached emotions, they've attached their emotions even to the things of the past. And at that point, their past memories become burdens to them. It becomes burdensome. It becomes troublesome. It creates more problems even for them. Your personality, which is conditioned by the past, then becomes your prison. Some people have been made prisoners of their past. I want you to know that no matter how your past has been, no matter how terrible or horrible it has been, there is always an opportunity for you to do a U-turn. There is always an opportunity for a new start. There is always an opportunity for you to learn from it and move on with your life, because no matter how you think or feel about it, you cannot go back, you cannot turn back the hand of the clock and start to relive even that life. We should know whatever has happened. The thing that is most important is now, how can you move your life forward even from your present state? From the present state, what can you do to move, to make your life even better from this present moment? Be aware of the thoughts you are thinking. Separate them from the situation, which is always neutral, which is always as it is. There is a situation or the fact. Now, the problem with some of us is that we find it difficult to separate even our thoughts or the situation on ground from the facts. There is something that is called a fact about the situation and the situation itself. But sometimes we tend to mix it up, and this creates more problems even for us. Instead of making up stories, stay with the facts. For example, I am ruined is a story. I am finished is a story. It limits you and prevents you from taking effective action. I have 50 cents left in my bank account is a fact. Facing facts is always empowering. Now, you look at your situation, possibly You don't have any money on you. Possibly your account is red. Possibly, in fact, they don't even know how you are going to survive. The next step you are going to take, how things are going to turn out for you. The next money you are going to make, you don't know where it will come from. Now somebody in that situation can say, oh, I am finished, I am dead. That is not the reality on ground. The reality on ground is that, I'm broke, I don't have money on me. Yes, that is the reality. But that doesn't define even your entire life has been ruined. Your entire life has been hopeless. Your entire life has been helpless. So you must learn to define the situation, separate it from the fact. Separate it from the fact. Are you suffering from a heartbreak? Maybe somebody left you. That does not mean that your life is finished. You can move on. Are you disappointed? Somebody promised and failed. You move on with your life. That doesn't mean that your life has ended. You pick up your life from there and you move on even with your life. Facing facts is always a power. Be aware that what you think to a large extent creates the emotion that you feel. What you think creates what you feel. Remember, what you think creates what you feel. It is your thoughts. If you think bad about a situation, you feel bad about it. If you think that the situation will work out for your good, you feel good about it, irrespective of what the situation is. Irrespective of how bad the situation is. See, your thought, there is power in your thought. There is power in your thought. Your thoughts create your feeling or your emotions. Your thoughts create your feeling or your emotions. So you need to start trailing your thoughts. What kind of things even do you think about? And you should think things that will move your life forward. See the link between your thinking and your emotion. Other than being your thoughts and emotions, be the awareness behind them. That is the summary of this chapter, which is that learn to separate your thoughts even from the reality. Learn to separate your thoughts even from your emotions. They are two different things. If you think right, you feel right. If you think right about the situation, you'll be optimistic about it and you feel right about it. And I want to tell you, and if you can maintain this state, the situation will definitely turn around even from your good ideas will come. Ideas on how to go about it, on how to tackle the situation, on how to come up with yours. You suddenly start receiving ideas on how to change that situation and turn it around even for your good. That is it. Thank you very much. I hope you've gotten something from this review. See you in the next chapter.